I'm worried. Aren't you? The list is long. 838,000 people have died from the pandemic worldwide. Almost 185,000 in the United States. Racial tension and injustice are at the highest level since the 1960s. The political division in this country is the worst it has been in my lifetime. Relationships between countries have the world on the verge of war. The list could go on. And I'm worried. And yet the psalm I just read to you has this phrase that stuck out at me. Fret not because of evildoers. Now, it might help us to know some background here. First, this psalm was probably written during the time when the Jews were in exile from their homeland. It was a time when everything was going against them. Righteousness was hard to come by, and all that was wrong seemed to be in control. In short, the people of Israel had good reason to fret. And people have been fretting ever since. Fretting is one of our major problems today. Perhaps more unhappiness comes from fretting or worrying than from any of the natural calamities that confront us. So we too look to the psalmist for help. All of the psalms, it seems to me, have a sincerity and a simplicity in common, and if one is able to read them in the original Hebrew languages, the poetry becomes even more prevalent to one. Their authors of these poems and prose poured out their hearts to their Creator God. They took all of their resentments and dreams, all of their sins and fears, and laid them at the feet of God. And you know what? They never doubted for a moment that God would hear them and answer their call for help. Such honesty makes us feel that the psalmist is expressing our need as well. There are times when we too feel that inner emptiness. We too fall into a lostness and a loneliness. But Psalm 37 calls us to rest in the Lord, to wait patiently for Him. It's a psalm for all of us who fret, for all of us who worry, for all of us who are perplexed and restless. Rest in the Lord, the psalmist says. A person of faith sees God everywhere. We trace God's hands in the events around us. We are a people who know that God often speaks to us through other people. We're called upon to understand those who hate us, to strive for righteousness in all areas of life. And then to leave it in God's hands. For the peace which God brings us does not set us apart from the difficulties of this world. Rather, it puts us in the heart of this world's problems. In the midst of a world seemingly gone mad, we stand with God, with an inner serenity and a confidence that God is indeed present. God's Spirit brings us a sense of rightness and a sense of purpose. Through our faith, we see that life is going somewhere. Through God, we're being led to find its meaning. This is the true peace of mind that comes to those who do their best and leave the rest up to God. Rest in the Lord. wait patiently for Him. That isn't easy. We always want to do something or say something to make it better. But there are times when we must be willing to be silent in the face of overwhelming mystery. Problems too big for solutions strike us, and questions far bigger than any answers stare us in the face. All around us, unrighteousness seems to prevail. You read the newspaper, you watch the television news, and unrighteousness, it seems, prevails all over. Our world confronts us with unsolvable problems, unstable nations in unstable times, racial injustice that should make our skin crawl, threats of the pandemic that are keeping our children awake at night. All of these things are beyond our puny resources. Sometimes when we've done all that we can do, the only thing left is to wait on the Lord. But maybe the real question is whether we're actually capable of waiting on God. I mean, after all, we're American activists. We want instant everything. To serve God by waiting for Him is not our way of doing things. We want to zoom up to the drive-thru window and pick up the solution, get it fast, and get it now. But sometimes the greatest service that we can render to God or ourselves is to get out of the way and just receive God's blessings. Just as a child often needs the reassuring love and affection of her parents, we need to feel that same love and affection from God. But if we don't close our mouths and open our eyes and our ears, we might miss it altogether. I believe that our hustling busyness without an awareness of God is at the root of our spiritual emptiness. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. More properly interpreted, the phrase might read, He will show your hearts what to want. I mean, after all, God isn't our heavenly Santa Claus ready to give us whatever it is we want at the moment. But God does stand ready to show us what we should want. In other words, what will bring us real satisfaction and fulfillment in our lives. And when we know what we really want, what life really adds up to, and what's best for us, then we can accept whatever light God gives toward our goal. Commit your way to Him. Here the psalmist invites us to learn of God by placing our trust in Him. It is only with our commitments that we will find out how much God can do. Whenever I read this psalm, I think of the story of Marian Anderson, one of this country's greatest singers. At the height of her career, she was invited to sing in New York City, and she was indeed the first African-American ever invited to sing in Carnegie Hall. But in New York, as in so many places at that time, there were so many bigoted people. And some of these people made it very hard for her to get into the hall that night. And when she stepped onto the stage, she was met with catcalls and hisses and boos. The audience became more like mad animals than human beings. What could she do? Finally, when things were getting out of control, she turned to her accompanist and then began to sing that beautiful song from Mendelssohn's oratorio, The Eliza. The words of that piece are taken from this song. And as those beautiful words spread out over the audience, a hush fell upon that mad mob. And as the truth of the words blended with the beauty of Mendelssohn's music, the hearts of the people were struck, and a change came over them. And soon they were still, and they listened with appreciation. And when it was all over, they applauded her back to the stage again and again. Now, isn't that a parable for us? For we too are sometimes more like a mob than real people. Irrational forces take hold of us and they churn within us. The little ripples and waves on the surface of life become more important than the steady currents underneath. It's then that we would do well to hear the voice of faith, not as sedation, but as a key that unlocks our very essence of our being and strikes at the core of our reality. Then we turn to God to find life in God. For all you who fret, for all of you who face overwhelming circumstances, for all of you who need courage and don't have it, for all of you who are lonely, for all of you who really don't know what you want or need, this psalm is for you. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Commit your way unto Him and trust in Him. And He will give you the desires of your heart. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to worship You together as we are, with all of our shortcomings and concerns, with all of our joys and our sorrows. Gracious God, come into our lives and make us whole. When we're afraid or weak with doubt, give us courage to be Your people and to do Your will. Caring God, we pray that You make us one. When we feel all alone and we think that we can't go on, give us the understanding that we aren't alone, that we're one with all of Your children. Generous God, help us to be grateful. When we forget to thank You for the amazing blessings that You have bestowed on us, give us a heart of gratitude that connects us to You. Spirit of God, blow into our lives and make us strong and true. And when we can't find a way to find joy in life, remind us of Your love. As we pray this morning, we pray especially for the loved ones of our church family who even now are facing difficult times in life. Lift them up, Lord. Fill them up. Fill them with hope and with love. We ask these things in the name of One who invites us to walk with Him always. Amen.